Bring me sunshine in your smile. You're listening to Podcast Extra from CelticUnderground.net. Thanks very much for taking the time to download and listen. We have our opening fixture of the league campaign taking place tomorrow, as I record this, but it could be today as you're listening, or even yesterday. Anyway, against Hearts at Tynecastle. First time opening league fixture will be away from home for more than a decade. So, before the game, Ann Postecoglou spoke to the press, and also new signing Staffelt also spoke to the fan media. We have both sets of audio coming up. Now, in the fan media bit, you'll just have to strain your ears. The audio, for some reason, is provided by Celtic, thanks very much. The audio, for some reason, of the fan questions hasn't downloaded properly, and I didn't ask a question because I put it in my diary at 3:30 PM when it was 13:30. Who'd have thought the 24-hour clock would be so complicated? Anyway, enough of me. This is Ange Postecoglou, followed by Carl Starfelt. Starfelt, even. And this is me, Harry Brady, saying thanks very much for listening, and there will be podcasts along a plethora shortly. Good night and God bless.
Never bring me...
Hi, Ange. Hiya. Now, you've now had time to reflect on the Champions League exit. What do you think you can learn from that experience?
I don't think there's too much I need to learn. I think, from our perspective, when you look at the two legs, they were both very, very tight. We kind of missed some critical moments in both games. You know, in the first one, you know, obviously getting a red card didn't help us when we were on top and we conceded a poor goal. And in the second one, we had an opportunity to go two up. So, you know, in tight games, moments matter. And, you know, we didn't capitalise on those moments. Overall, there's no doubt we weren't as well prepared as we wanted to be for the game. But ultimately, we didn't get through. So disappointing that we weren't able to progress.
You made some strong comments after the game with regards to bringing in players. Has there been any progression on that? Have you had further talks with Dominic Mackay about the more players coming in?
I don't think me having talks with Dom's the issue. So, I mean, I talk to Dom, you know, every day, and he's working as hard as anybody to get players through the door. So, I think we've made progress and. I'm still pushing it from my end to make sure that, you know, we try and get them in as quickly as possible, because as we know, it's not just about getting them to sign and agree. There's a whole range of other things that we need to navigate to get them into the club. So, I'm pushing as hard as I can, and everyone in the club, including Dom, is doing everything they can to make sure we conclude some deals in the next sort of short period.
You made a change in goalkeeper the other night, and you have, of course, been linked with Joe Hart. Is that something that we can expect any movement on?
I'm not going to talk about specific targets because, again, I think I end up down a rabbit hole where, I don't want to be in terms of... I'd rather be talking about players we signed. We made a change the other night. I felt we needed Scotty's experience and also, his ability to sort of communicate with... You know, it was a very, very young back four, and I thought he did a good job doing that. We conceded two goals, but, you know, for the most part of the game, we really restricted them to very few chances. So, you know, I thought he did a good job on the night.
And you knew after the game the other night that there would be an inquest by others into the result. Were you surprised by the reaction of some to the defeat, or did you expect that to come with a club like Celtic?
You'd be surprised. It comes with every club. When you lose a game, you kind of expect people, especially if it's a significant game. It's not unexpected. And, you know, in many places it's not unwarranted. And in many places it's sometimes driven by other things. So, I think that's the nature of the business we're in. If things don't go well, or if there's... stumbles along the way, people will try and dissect that, and I think that's fair enough. Like I said, some of it, I think, that misses the point of what the analysis should be about. But you know, others are you know, making some valid points about us and our performance and our preparation. So you've just got to, my view with that stuff is you take it on the chin, you move on, and doesn't really affect me or what I do or what I'm thinking.
With that said, how important is it to get off to a strong start when the Premiership campaign kicks off tomorrow night for you?
Yeah, absolutely. Irrespective, even if we had won the other night, my view wouldn't have changed. We need to get off to a really positive start, both with performance and result. Everyone obviously will focus on the result, but for me, equally important, we've just got to, you know, put in a strong performance. For us, you know, the league is, you know, where we can make the biggest impact over a course of a season. And, you know, that's where we need to be strong right from the first game. It won't be an easy one away at Hearts and, you know, a good challenge for us. But absolutely, we need to get off to a strong start in performance and in results.
And obviously, it's your first time managing Celtic against Hearts. What do you know about the Jambos? And how do you do it, you know, coming to a new league? How do you get up to speed with the opposition teams so quickly?
Yeah, I was still on the same planet, mate. I haven't come from outer space. I kind of know, you'd be surprised how much I know about Hearts. It's got a strong Aussie connection, mate. There's a lot of good Ryan McGowan, Paddy Kisnorbo. I can go back that far. I know Hearts very, very well. And, you know, obviously they, you know, they're a big club and they obviously dropped down, but have come up, and it's always a good contest. And, you know, we're preparing for it the same way. But, you know, you can ask me that question every week because it'll be my first time doing it against every opposition, mate. So that's okay. We're well prepared, and not just me, but the staff are well prepared. I mean, the coaching staff here and the analysis staff have followed them through the pre-season. So the players will have all the information they need.
Quite an exciting first game for you. You'll be under the lights at Tynecastle on Saturday night, and you've got some fans back in as well.
Yeah, no, looking forward to it immensely. You know, I've enjoyed every game so far, irrespective of the fact that, you know, we haven't got the performances or the results that I want. I'm getting a real buzz of just being involved and you know, whether that's at Celtic Park or, you know, playing away this weekend. I can't wait for it. It should be an enormous buzz within the stadium and I guess both teams will be ready for you know, a really good contest and try and get their seasons kick off in a positive way.
Just finally from me, we've just spoken to Carl Starfelt, your new signing. He said that he would describe himself as quite a fast player. He likes to play quite high-pressure game. Is that perfect for your style of management, the way you want your team to play?
Yeah, that's why I signed him, mate. I kind of figured out the kind of player he was before I bought him in. So, look, he's literally had one session for us, so... you know, he's an experienced guy. You know, I've sort of said that I think it's been a bit unfair, the pressure I've put on or exposed some of our defenders so far, some of the young ones who have done awfully well, and guys like Dane Murray and Welsh even, Anthony Ralston. So, you know, it's great to get some experience through the door. He's been playing a number of years at a very good level, and looking forward to seeing him in Celtic colours.
Carl's addition, and that must be Carl's addition must be a huge benefactor to the likes of Dane and Stephen as well. Just having that more experienced person at hand to maybe lend that a bit of advice to.
I think for the whole group, to be fair, because. You know, we're at the moment we're still a very, very young group. I don't know what the average age of our starting 11 was the other night, but you know, even I think Cal McGregor's done an unbelievable job as a leader in these first few games. He's just stood up, both in performance, attitude, everything. But you know, he needs help. He needs some other experienced heads, and it's good to get Carl here. I think it's a boost for the whole squad, and even to get, you know, Nero Bitton back available. Also helps because, you know, when you're sort of starting off, you know, in these challenging circumstances, you rely on the experienced ones to be able to cope with what's, you know, whatever pressures are around. So I think it gives the whole squad a lift to see, you know, Carl here and looking forward, as I said, to seeing him in action.
Looking at the season as a whole, and how well prepared do you think this Celtic squad is to mount a title challenge on Rangers?
Look, again, we've the first game is tomorrow, so we've just got to be prepared for that. And I've got no doubt we'll improve, and I've got no doubt we'll grow into the season. But that doesn't mean that, you know, we're going to start slowly or you know, try and sort of navigate our way through the early parts. We need to start strongly tomorrow and with a performance and you know, with a result. But no doubt in my mind that as the season goes on, we'll get stronger and you know, we'll see how far that takes us.
Can I ask an update on Furuhashi? How is he? Is he ready? Is he available for the weekend, or are you expecting maybe a couple of days to get fit? Or?
You know, he's good. He's doing his quarantine down in London, but he's out. You know, with the early release there, and he's been training. We've seen one of our guys down there to help him, and also Carl while he was down there. So he's doing individual sessions, and today's his last day. So the good thing about Kyogo is that, you know, he's mid-season, so you know, apart from the days in quarantine he had and travel, he should be in good condition. And I'm just waiting to hear updates in terms of his eligibility, but if not tomorrow, he'll definitely be available for Thursday.
Ange, David Curry, BBC Scotland here, pleased to make your acquaintance. You mentioned there in terms of Europe, you didn't feel you were perhaps fully prepared for the start of the season. How do you rate your preparations for the start of the domestic season?
You know, again, we're it's 3 days on, so, you know, there's nothing remarkable that's happened except that, you know, we do have a couple more players available who I think will help us enormously in Carl and you know, Niro Bitton. So I think we're better prepared for tomorrow night than we were, just from a squad's perspective and a team perspective, than we were the other night, because it wasn't just the fact we put a young squad out. We had young, even younger ones on the bench, you know, or more experienced ones on the bench. So we're just, I think squad and team-wise, we're in a better position today than we were, say, for Wednesday.
How far away do you think you are in terms of personnel from where you want to be?
Look, I still think a little bit of a way to go, because I still, you know, when you're looking at, you know, significant additions we need, in particularly in certain areas of the ground where we don't have a lot of depth and at the moment, you know, we still need a number to come through the door. And I think if we get two or three key ones, then, you know, I think we can then sort of start and focus on being a little bit more, you know, precise or in terms of not having to bring in players who maybe are going to add to us straight away, but maybe ones who we can develop. But there still needs at least two or three additions that are going to be significant for our club.
And finally from me, Ange, how is confidence in the squad after the Champions League exit and on the eve of the new season?
Look, there's no doubt the players, everyone was disappointed with the other night. But, you know, I spoke to the players after the game, and I really think they gave everything they could. You know, yes, we didn't progress, but in both games, you know, we never got outplayed. We were in both games, you know, took an extra time goal to beat us. So they gave everything. And as I said to them, we've got no time to feel sorry for ourselves. You just got to lick your wounds and get up and go again. And, you know, I'm sure they're looking forward to tomorrow. You know, I'm sure they're looking forward to beginning the season, and having fans there, you know, adds to that sort of experience. So I don't think we'll go into the game with any sort of doubts or any lack of confidence or belief in what we can do.
Thank you very much.
And just one for me. I know you said you don't want to identify specific targets in terms of names, but in terms of the goalkeeping situation, is an experienced goalkeeper an area of priority for you just now?
Again, you know, areas of priority are numerous. You know, I think in terms of the goalkeeping position, we're, you know, we've got two goalkeepers here, who all sort of played, you know, significant parts of last year. You know, we need to get into a position where, you know, one of them is going to be settled as a number one, because you don't want to be changing the goalkeeper position too often. You know, Barkey and Scotty have had a crack in it. If I think we can improve in that position, then it's an area we'll look at. But there's a number of priorities in terms of position. Like I said, we still need two or three significant additions to the team that I believe can help us become the team we want, and which positions will depend on which players are available for that.
And Ange, until you've got your squad looking exactly the way you want it, is it a case maybe you have to hold back on implementing everything you want to with your team, you know, tactically wise for these opening few games and just getting through them and with wins?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a fair question. It's just the flip side of that is it's just not my nature. I don't want to wait. Like I said, I just got to get the team playing the way I want them to play with the vision I have in my head of, you know, the kind of team that we need to play that way. You know, I'm not going to adjust it because maybe we just don't have the depth in positions to be able to do it at the moment. I'd rather just put the principles in place. This is how we want to play our football. And as the players come in, as we bring the players in, we kind of, you know, keep growing from that rather than sort of, you know, go for any short-term measure that might get us, you know, sort of over the line. It's just not the way I kind of wired. I have a real sort of specific way I want the team to play, and that's what we'll try and do, and then it's up to me to get those pieces that will sort of complete the puzzle.
And could I ask, obviously it was a tough physical exertion the other night as well. Do you feel you have the scope to freshen things up? I don't know, and specifically is Lee Griffiths, is he among the players that might be available to come back in?
No, Lee's probably still 2-3 days of rehab. Scan showed he's got a little bit of an issue with his calf, so he's 2-3 days away. You're right, it was a massive effort the other night by some of the players in particular who played the 120 minutes. Looking at them this morning, they've all presented well. No one's sort of picked up anything from Wednesday night, and they all seem, you know, ready and keen to go again. Again, the nature of, you know, the way we are with the squad at the moment, we aren't able to rotate probably as much as I'd like to. But as I said, having Carl and Nero available is at least two additions where we can look at making some changes.
Obviously, I like to think that I read the game good. That's a big part of the centre back's job. And I don't know. I've played both high press and with a little bit deeper defense. So I would say I can adapt to both. You know, I'm also pretty fast. So I don't have problems to, you know, stand a little bit higher. And I would say one of my strengths is to defend the space behind me. So I would be comfortable to press high and to be a little bit lower, I would say.
Thank you. Can I have Paul, please?
Hi, Carl. I'm sure you're aware that it's a very physical game in Scotland. How prepared are you for the kind of physical demands of the game in Scotland?
Yeah, I would like to say that I'm well prepared. I hope so. I see myself as a pretty physical player as well. Then, of course, I have to adapt to the game here in Scotland. I haven't played here, so I'm not sure exactly what's waiting. But I hope that I will adapt well, and I think
physicality
is rather good. So I hope there will be no problems there.
Thank you, Ryan.
No, I'm very excited to come here. I think what Ange tried to do, he tries to play a very, very nice football, also very entertaining football, hopefully, that will be nice to watch. And hopefully that we players can get out of attributes on the field in the best possible way. And like you say, to play the ball a lot, to dominate the games, to press high, that's what we aim for. Then, of course, we have to work very hard to get there. But I think if we do the job every day on the training, then it will eventually come.
Aaron?
How long have you known about Celtic's interest in yourself, and how fast things move, and this speed to
I've known for it for quite some time. So I can't say exactly how long, but I would say that, of course, this quarantine time down in London made it look like it was a very slow process, you know. But both me and the club, we knew what we wanted, and we worked hard to solve everything, you know, and get it done as fast as possible. Then of course you cannot cheat anything, you know. You have to take things in some certain steps and certain ways. I looked up a lot how Ange wants to play his game, you know, before coming here, before deciding to join. And I think, like I said, I think it will suit me good. So that's why I also choose to come.
David.
I'm afraid I'm not really the right person to, because you know, I've watched a couple of games, I can't say too much about, you know, single person's performances so far. But he seems to me like a solid defender, aggressive. So I think whoever will be next to me, it will be a very good football player, because this is Celtic, and their people are here for a reason, you know. So I think there will be no problems, and we will adapt to each other, whoever is playing.
Declan.
Yes, the first 5 days I was in strict quarantine. I was in my hotel room. Just had a bike and some weights there. So I worked out on the bike and did some, you know, just basic weight training, and also with my body. Then after 5 days, I moved to another location. To do some football training and also a little bit better gym training. So I've been training every day for these 10 days. Of course, it's a little bit different from training with the team, but I feel in all right physical shape. So I hope I'm not too far away physically to be able to perform very good.
John, please.
Hi, Carol.
Hello.
As you know, you're coming to a very young defence at Celtic, and it may be that you're needed as a leader of that defensive line from the very start. Is that something the manager's spoken to you about specifically yet? And is that leadership role something you're comfortable with?
Yeah, of course. I think that leadership doesn't always have to do with age also. So I hope that everyone who is on the pitch will, you know, speak a lot, show passion, and try to lead the team. Of course, I hope to come in and attribute with that as good as I can, and I feel comfortable doing it also. But also, there's I've been here only 1 day, and I already seen that there's a lot of leaders. That on this pitch, so I'm not worried about that.
Mick? We got Mick Kane?
No.
Nope, moving on. Natasha?
Hi, Kyle. Obviously, you said it's your first training session today. You've been in and around the team, which must be great after having trained on your own in quarantine for so long. What were your first impressions of the squad, and what were your first impressions of
Postecoglou
as a coach?
No, the squad and everyone around the club has been so nice. Colin McGregor sent me some messages before, just welcomed me to the club and everything like this. And everyone I've spoken to so far has been very welcoming, and you know, tried to get me into the group and everything. So I'm very happy about that. And Also, I've had chats with the coach, and seems like a very good guy. Knows what he wants. Very like clear how he wants to play his game, and that's very important for us players, you know, to know how we should play out on the field. So I've only positive things to say so far.
Paddy.
Yeah. I hope to just, do my job every day, perform as good as possible. I've seen before people who perform well in Celtic, they also go on and play for the national team. So, of course, that's also a part of me coming here, why I was so keen to get this transfer. I hope to do the same, you know, to play good here every week and then... Go and get a spot in the national team. That's my aim.
Can I have Paul from Celtic Fans TV, please?
Hi, Carl. How different do you expect your role as a centre back to be under Andy Celtic compared with your role at Rubin Kazan?
Sorry, I didn't get that.
Sorry, Paul. Can you repeat?
Yeah. How different do you expect your role as a centre back to be under Andy compared with your role at Rubin Kazan?
I think it will be different. Every manager has his way of playing, and there's a few changes from Kazan. It's still football though, and in the long term, I think this way of playing can fit me even better. You know, I think, of course, there will always be an adaptation period, you know, to get into everything, the new tactics, to get to know everyone on the pitch. I hope to get it done as smoothly as possible. And hopefully, in the end, it will be very good for me and for the team.
Scott, please.
Hi, Carol. Nice to meet you. So the Celtic fans have used some famous songs to celebrate their players over the last few years. Edward with Stone Roses, Scott Sinclair with Scooter. What's your favourite song that you would like the Celtic fans to sing about you?
Ooh, that's a tough one. I've heard some melodies about Starman with Starman. So I would not be disappointed if I heard that one.
Thanks, Scott. Can I have Sean, please?
Hi, Carol. Nice to meet you. I was just wondering, had you spoken to anyone who was previously connected with Celtic before choosing to make the move to Scotland?
Did you speak to Mika or...
No, actually not. I've spoken to them a little bit before about the club and everything. But right away when I got to know of the interest, I didn't need to know so much. I know what a big club this is. I know the history. I know the fans. And I know that I wanted to make this move also based on the way Ange wants to play football. So I didn't need too much to speak to different people, you know.